All right, the fun part. Balance. Balance, work, and play. All right? Some teachers will disagree with me on this, and I don't care. But I think you should goof off half the time. Now, it's up to you if you're tracking your progress. It's up to you whether you put the goof off time in your tracker or you just decide, no, I won't count that, but I'll still do it. It doesn't matter. I put mine in. But goofing off can be very highly productive. But you should balance. No one is a robot. No one is only going to work on. I actually had a student not too long ago say to me, you know, I'm getting overwhelmed, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm working on this stuff. I said, well, how often do you just. She said, I'm having more fun playing simple chords on the ukulele. And that's like an obvious thing. You know, you're obviously not having enough fun. You're not allowing any time to goof off. I said, how much time do you allow to goof off? She said, none. I said, I knew that. You know. So none of us are a robot. Sometimes students come in and they say, well, I played, but I didn't do what I was supposed to be working on. I don't have a problem with that. If it's ongoing every single week, that's different. But I don't really believe that. They probably just don't think they did it as much as they could have or should have. People like to shit on themselves. This is what my life coach says, right? So balancing work and play. Balancing physical and mental. This is a big one. When you have certain days, this is also why I manage by the week rather than by the day. Like, certain days, you just don't feel, you might feel physically tired or mentally tired. And so you can manage your practice routine accordingly. So, volunteer. If I'm feeling mentally tired, but physically okay, what would be an idea that I could practice? Just call it out. Well, yeah, meditation, but I mean, on the guitar. If I'm feeling, what did I say, mentally tired, but physically okay, I can just do scales. I could go, you know, and that's, I don't need any brain power. Right? And that's fine. No one, or it might be another day where I'm feeling physically tired, but mentally okay. Or it could be a time of day. Some people are more mentally alert. Like, I'm more mentally alert in the morning. Okay, I'm more physically alert in the morning too. And then it all goes downhill from there. But anyway, like, if I'm feeling mentally okay, I might do a mental. Instead of doing physical scales, I might do, I don't know, like an interval. Let's say the interval of a sixth. So, I'm in G. I just happen to pick G. So, I could easily have fun with that for a while, and sometimes it might be harder, I might have to go slower. But that's just an example of a mental versus physical, right? You with me so far? Balancing, what's the next one? Logical and creative. Logical is obviously, you know, left brain things like sight reading. Creative is songwriting and improvising and things like that. Sometimes you're just in the mood to be more structured and read that piece, you know, I'm gonna mark my tempo or whatever it is. And sometimes you're just let loose. You know, balancing left brain and right brain stuff can even go so far as to cover free play. Who wants to tell me what free play might be? Can you guess? This again goes back to the Kenny Werner book. Free play is there's no time signature, there's no tempo, there's no nothing. You could do whatever you want for. You ever see like a little kid who knows nothing about the guitar and they're just so happy to make weird sounds and they go like, ah, it's so cool, you know. But think about it for a minute. What would be better? You know, you don't feel like practicing, you had a hard day. What would be better? To zone out and just give yourself 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, to do whatever you want? Mm-hmm.
know you get the idea, and I'm not just doing that to beat a dead horse. I'm actually trying to give you a glimpse of what it might be. And actually, I believe this is highly productive time. Because what happens after a few minutes, inevitably something that I've been working on, because I'm not practicing, comes out. Like I was doing the picking fingers, I work on that. I would like to be better at it than I am. But I'm not really practicing, I'm just free play. But it's coming out. So what would be better, me doing that? Like anyone listening would be like, what are you doing? Like, but you could see, can you see that this is productive time? Much better than not picking it up at all. All right, let's go to the next one. Learning something new versus implementing and integrating. Now those are big words. And we talked about integrating. Anybody remember what integrating means from 5 minutes ago? Yeah, or two or more things that you already know, you're bringing them together. I think we'll talk in detail about that. You should balance learning something new with just, and implementing means you just using what you know. That's a big one with me, as my students know. You shouldn't always feel like you have to learn something new. In fact, that should be a minimal amount of time. You know, teachers, how many of you have guitar teachers besides my students? How many of you are a guitar teacher? You said you have one? Or a different instrument, you said, I'm sorry. And none of you have guitar teachers except my students. So, like the biggest pitfall of teachers, which is me too, we keep on wanting to give new stuff, you know, and then we keep on taking lessons. At first it's exciting, and then, you know, a few months into it, you're like, I don't know if I can keep up with all this. So implementing and integrating is a way to do that. We're gonna get into both of these things, but before I do, use a timer and rotate the activities. This little guy's my best friend right here, 20 minutes. I said it for 20 minutes, and I'm not recommending that 20 minutes is better than any other time. It's just the time that works for me. No, I'm sorry to give you a broad scope generality, but we're all short attention span now with our damn phones, you know? And 20 minutes can seem like a long time when it's something hard. When it's something fun and easy, I can go, it goes by no problem. But there are times, if I'm working on something hard, 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, holy crud, I still got another 10 minutes. And then I say, well, it's only another 10 minutes, I can do it. So it works for me. Find what works for you, but keep it short and keep track. Make sense? Any questions, you can ask them as we go along. Just make sure I know the answer in advance. Implementing. So we talked about, I'm feeling physically, we're gonna talk about this a lot, implementing. Which I'm feeling physically okay, but mentally drained, in my example. So I take my little looper, and by the way, I'm not recommending any particular product or something, but we live in a world of wonderful technology, so take advantage of wonderful technology, like loop pedals, for example. Like, instead of just running my scales, right? I can happily do that for 20 minutes, and I'm not mentally feeling alert in this example. So my fingers are just happy. I gave myself something super easy. I just play G and D or whatever. And I'm in a G major scale, if that's what I happen to be practicing. Got me? What about the other way where I'm feeling more mentally alert? All right, so now I'm gonna use my sixth example. Same looper. I said I was going to give you examples of stuff that I've been working on. That's not one of them, because I know how to do sixths, but it was the first thing that came to my head. But let's pick another example of something I actually am working on, like some certain chord voicings. So, all right, how about this? I'm going to demonstrate chord voicings, and these voicings are like, I'll do them in G again, and there's a lot of them. Uh,
a vacuum, I'll take my same, but instead of using a chord back looper, I'll use a band in a box, or what is it called? This is called a trio. You type in, you play the chords, and then it plays bass and drums back to you. How many of you have never seen this before? So it's a very cool thing. Take the same example I had before. Same example, but now there's no chordal, and now I can practice my chordal. So. Time, yes or no? And is it fun time? Absolutely.